Schutz. Ronan Rabbanan. Yedivi Brokara Davur Abaran Shlita. Achai Vereai Talmidim. When the Grace Rebbe, Rav, as I used to call him, for Avraham Shlomo Brevda. As was just mentioned, 4 years from the Petira, and took the words right out of my mouth. It seems like yesterday that we received this Besura of the Petira of the Rav Zichrono Livracha. And yet, at the same time, as was mentioned, seems to be a very long time. So many times, during the last number of years, so many situations have come up that many of us, and I have said to myself, what would the Rav say? Used to be, I'll wait till Matzah Shabbos, hear what the Rav has to say. Or the Mamash Matzah Shabbos, the taste would come to me on Wednesday or Sunday night to hear what the Klara Rei, the Das Torah, the Ashkafa, that the Rav would tell us how to view things that were going on in the world, how to view things that were happening. The Eitzes. And time after time, we could wait till Matzah Shabbos and we could wait till Sunday, Ve'inanu. We don't know what to do with it. I remember a few years ago, when those three Bachrim Nebuch were kidnapped and killed in Eretz Yisrael, it took 2 weeks for Klal Yisrael to find out. We were all united, and after the Besura came that the Bachrim had already been killed weeks before, so I'm a Rav of a Kehila, and I knew that I'm going to have to get up Shabbos, and people want to hear something. They want to hear Eretz. How do we view it? What are we supposed to do with it? It's a big achrayus. I don't have that type of das Torah that the Rav Zichrono Livracha had. So I said to myself, what would the Rav say? I don't know. But I went searching in my tapes to find something that maybe a Maven Dover, Mitech Dover, maybe something I could shell to hear what the Rav said. And I went, I found the tape from after the Leib Kletzky Maisa. And I listened over to that tape. And I remember then going out of my kelim from what the Rav said. And I said it over Taka, Nekudas, from that drasha, in my drasha that Shabbos. Wasn't the exact same type of maisa, but take what you can get. We don't have to go far to think what the Rav would say about the political situation. Those of us who remember 8.5, 9 years ago in the Democratic primary, the Rav had said, "Rambanishal machleitzanus funans." Why? Well, the leitzim hu yalitz. And you have a medina that's leitzanus. The Rambanishal makes leitzanus from us to put up such people. No, we can only imagine the laughs we would have had today if we would be able to hear what he says about today's situation. For Baruch Hashem, the Rav left over Svarim. Svarim that we all enjoy. Svarim that we can learn from. But the truth is that I said, and I say numerous times, and I said when the Rav was alive, Avada the Svarim are gevaldik. And for someone who never heard the Rav speak, if you learn the Svarim, you could get so much from it. But from those who knew the Rav and heard the drushas, the Svarim, he wrote differently than he said. Many machabrim are like that. They write one way and they speak another way. And I used to say the Svarim are like the notes of the Shiurim. You read the notes of the Shiurim and you remember what was really said and everything that was put into it, all the different connections. He wrote very bekitzer. The first Sefer HaMolah Shel Torah that the Rav wrote, he told me so many times, he says, I look at it, I can't believe how I was able to write so short and to the point. I can't do that anymore. And as the Rav got older, the Sfarim got a little thicker and thicker. Aleph Beis Gimel Sheashirim, the difference between the first three Prakim of Yayinah and the fourth Parak of Yayinah. But still, the writing was still Bekitzer. How many times did the Rav finish a 2-hour shiur and say, everything I said is a couple of pages in Lo Shimurim? A couple of pages, 2 hours, a person can read it in 5 minutes and you don't get what's going on there. A couple of pages in Bona HaMikdash. Truth is, the Rav once asked me, Rav David, he said, which of my Svarim do you get the most shiurim out of? I'm going to answer, I said, they're all, I get from all them. I'm plagiarizing everything that I say. So he said, for me, I'll tell you, Lel Shimurim is where I get my most shiur. L'maisa, a great thank to Rav Aaron for the Leib Shleimers, because the Leib Shleimers are written from the Shiurim. When you read the Leib Shleimers, you hear a little bit more of the Rav, the Shiurim that we know. You hear more of the Knaches, you hear a little bit, you're still reminded of the delivery and the humor and the clarkite, the way he said it. But when you read the Leib Shleimers, you hear the Rav talking. But Lamaisa, the last sefer, the Igra Shleimer, the letters, is Hafla Vafela. Why? Because I think, number one, if you go through the letters, this I'm just proposing, you look through the dates of the letters, so I think many of the shiurim that we heard later in his life were being developed in those years. The chidushim were fresh chidushim, many of them. Probably the early 60s, a lot of the letters are from. But when he wrote the letters, and he wrote very bekitzer, like he wrote the early svarim, but he was writing a letter to someone. And he wrote very, very klar. He wrote it as if he was saying it. He wrote it very clear, but very short, but in a different way. You hear the niggin when you read the letter. You hear the niggin the way the Rav used to give a shir. Now it's interesting, just one other ha'ara before I get to the teichen of what I want to say this evening. I saw, when you go through the letters, and a lot of the ones from the 60s, you see a lot of the Divrei Torah that we heard. But there's an interesting knach that I'm sure there are people here who heard many more shurim than I did. But there's a knach I don't remember hearing, for sure not a major dogesh a stress on, and that was the concept of yush. Numerous letters he talked about yush, b'mechazik people in yush, giving up hope. In the 60s, I wasn't around in those days, but what I hear is that people had this issue, and that's why all different types of sociological things took place. But in our door, in the year Tavshin Ayin Zayin, it's a big problem also, the concept of Yush. It's coming back again. And a lot of these letters are a major, major chizuk, and I have people by me in Shul, Chaverim, they tell me anytime they don't have Palabatim, can't go, it's a thick safe for the letters to weed through it, but anytime you come across a letter like that, just text it to me, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to learn it, and the Olam gets a lot of chizuk out of it. Interesting also, just one more nakuda, is in the letters you see a lot of Lamda Shatira as well. The Rav, I think, was master a lot of it. We heard snippets of it in the Malchiyah Zechrinus and Shifras Shir. It got a bit into the Torah, into the Rishayim. Other plays are shtickle in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar about Karbonis, Tfila B'makam Karbonis. Among you heard the Clarkites of the Lamdas of the Rav and the Rishayim and the Gemara, the way he learned up a Sugya in Ashkafa, and the learning up a Sugya in Lamdas, and you see it. Many different letters, alumdisha letters as well. What I want to focus on this evening are two letters from the Igros. Two letters that address, we're starting the parashiyos of Galus and Geula. As the Rav said, Lel Shimurim was the sefer he got the most out of from his own sefer. And the Parshias that he was nifter in as well. And the two letters address the same question, as we'll see in a moment. Each one a little bit of a different knetch, but I think it's something that if we'll come out tonight with a chizuk, it'll be a very, 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 very great accomplishment. The first letter is letter number Memches, written in Tavshin Chav Vav in Bnei Brak. The Rav begins with a pasuk with a Goyin in Shir Hashirim, and the Goyin in Shir Hashirim says that the reason Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim was Kidei Litzaref Oison, to purify them in order that they should be able to be Mekabel Es HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah consists of two separate things. Number one is the acceptance of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, of keeping the mitzvahs. And the second one is the acceptance of Esek V'Yegiyas HaTorah, toiling in Torah. Those are the two components of Kabbalah HaTorah, like the Gra says, Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh is the mitzvah, is Nishma is the Torah. Kabbalah HaTorah has both of those aspects. Kabbalah HaTorah, said the Rav, needs the foundation of bitachon. You cannot be mekabel Torah and mitzvahs if you don't have the yisoid of midas habitachon, the tzaddik b'amunos ha'yichya, like Chavakuk said. If that's true, so if the whole point of going down to Mitzrayim, the Gra said, was that we should become people who are able to be mekabel es ha'Torah, and kabbalas ha'Torah needs bitachon, so it must be that the reason we went down to Mitzrayim was to give us that foundation, to be mechazik our bitachon, to teach us about bitachon. And what does it mean with sarfon, to purify them? Not everyone got out of Mitzrayim. Not everyone made it to Kabbalas HaTorah. When you purify something, you're mitzaref it. You get rid of the impurities. You get rid of the things that don't belong. Mitzrayim was mitzaref es Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to become purified from those who do not excel in the midah of bitachon. So we all know, when did that happen? In the 3 days of Makas Choshesh, Shloisha Simei Afela, Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes the Medrash, in that generation there were Rishaim, wicked people, who did not want to leave Mitzrayim, and they died during Makas Choshesh. And the Rav was bothered, what is this Lashon of Rishaim? The Rishayim? Let's examine the Tzaddikim who left Mitzrayim. How many times did we find those who left Mitzrayim were also on the 49th level of Tumah? Those who left Mitzrayim, the Tsar of Mitzrayim said, they both serve Avodah Zarah, the Mitzrayim and the Jews. So, when we refer to them as non-Rishoim, or perhaps Tzaddikim, they don't sound like the biggest Tzaddikim, those people who left Mitzrayim. So how are they different? What's the difference between the Rishoim who died, and those who left? And furthermore he says, what does it mean? They didn't want to leave? Who doesn't want to leave Mitzrayim? What do you mean they don't want to leave Mitzrayim? Now, when we came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the pasuk tells us, "Vayomru Moshe, Mazoi Sosisa Lanu Loitzianu Mitzrayim." They came to Moshe and they said, "What are you doing? Haloizeh Adovar Asher Dibarnu Elecha B'Mitzrayim Leimor. We told you already in Mitzrayim. Chadal Mimenu V'Navdos Mitzrayim. Don't bother us, Moshe Rabbeinu. We'd rather sit in Mitzrayim, ki toiv lanu avodas Mitzrayim im Moseinu v'amidbar. We'd rather serve and be enslaved in Mitzrayim than to die in the Midbar. Haloi ha-tzadikim midabrim, v'loi ha-rishayim, writes the Rav. These are the tzadikim. So the tzadikim said about themselves, we wanted to stay in Mitzrayim. So the Rishayim wanted to stay in Mitzrayim, and the tzadikim said, we also said stay in Mitzrayim. So what's the difference between the two? Why? Why is everybody saying that it's impossible? Why is everybody saying we have to stay in Mitzrayim? Because they knew al pi seichel. They knew logically, ein shum efsharis la'am sholem losis mimitzrayim. There's no possibility in the normal realm of the world that this entire nation should leave Mitzrayim and come to Eretz Yisrael, ki bevada yamusu bamidbar. There's no way. If we make it out, we'll for sure die. And the truth is, they were right. Haniso elikim lokachas legoy mikerev goy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, was there ever such an occurrence that an entire nation left from another nation? It never was such a thing. Of course you have individuals that escape places, but an entire nation being enslaved by one that should leave? Zelahaya ma'olam. It never happened. And every person, every Yid in Mitzrayim said, if it never happened, it's not going to happen now either. And even if we make it out, what are we going to eat? Who's going to take care of the children? We'll never make it to Eretz Yisrael. We will for sure die in the Midbar. So they were right. This is what they were tining. The Tzaddikim were tining this. The ones who left were tining this in Mitzrayim. And the Rishayim, as Rashi calls them, were saying the same thing. So they come to Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Go in, travel into the Yamsuf. Says Rashi, Kedai zichus aviseyem v'heim v'amuna sheminu bi v'yotsu likroel lehamayom. It's kedai, the zchusim, the merits of their forefathers, of the avos. V'heim, and their own zchusim. V'ho emuna sheheminu bi. Plus the emuna that they believed in me, and they left Mitzrayim. It's kedai, those three things, for them, to merit Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Rav, you see, Kriyas Yamsuf needs these three components. Zchus avos, Zchus Atzmon and Bitochin, which is different than Zchus Atzmon, obviously. It's a separate midah. So from this the Rav answers our question. And he says that there's a lot of similarities between those who stayed and died in Mitzrayim and those who left and were Zaychet to Kriyas Yamsuf. You need three components. Zchus avos, everybody had the same avos. Zchus atzmon, says the Rav. Well, halalu oiv de'avay dezara, halalu oiv de'avay dezara. Whatever madrega the ones who left on, l'chayr it seems the ones in Mitzrayim were in the same madrega, they had the same zchusim. So what was lacking? The last one. Sheheminu bi v'yatsu. They were missing the amuna in me to leave Mitzrayim. Why? Because the ones in Mitzrayim looked logically at the situation and they said, it never happened before, it's not going to happen again, it's not possible for anyone to leave here. We're not going, it's an impossibility. And come to Eretz Yisrael, v'heima nisyashu me'agula. And therefore, they gave up hope from Geula. And therefore they said, why should we leave? If we're going to die in the Midbar, we might as well die here. The Yiyush who hepech mibitachin, says the Rav. Yiyush, when you give up, that's the opposite of bitachin. We'll develop that in a moment. The rest of Klal Yisrael, 20%, 4/5 are the ones who died, 80% of Klal Yisrael died in Makas Choshech. The rest of Klal Yisrael They also said the same thing. What did they say? Chadal mimenu v'navdas mitrayim. That means initially they looked at everything the same and they said there's an impossibility. But then soif soif yischilu lachshiv amuk amuk b'lavam. They started to think deep in their hearts. 1 second. Doesn't look like it's possible. There's a Borei Olam in the world. Hu Hamanik, Hu Hamashkiach. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. If there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, there's a possibility for anything to happen. It is a possibility that an entire nation could leave, go through a midbar, and end up in Eretz Yisrael. Seichel? Impossible. But the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam could do anything. Umachshava zu. This thought, asher mekayra b'midas habitachin, the source of this thought is the midah of bitachin. Hakosheres es ha'adam l'bayri yisbarach shemai. Bitachin connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He nasna lahem makim l'tikva. Again, the thought, its source is in bitachin. The thought gives you hope. Then the hope actually flourished into true bitachin. Once they had the bitachin, now they had the will to leave Mitzrayim. Now there's no questions anymore. It took thought. It took contemplation. It took the understanding of looking at a situation and seeing that yes, I don't see any way out, and no one in the world, in the history of the world, sees a way out. But there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. That thought brings a person to tikva, to bitachin, and then to act on that bitachin with his ratzon. Pause for a moment in this letter. We'll get back to it soon. We turn to another letter where the Rav addresses the same question, but here, a little bit of a different knesh and a little bit of a different lesson. This is Igeres Samachay, which was Grad, I think, written earlier, in Tav Shin Chav Beis. Yeah, Tav Shin Chav Beis. The Rav has the same question, and he comes to the same conclusion, in a little bit of different words. The same idea that since Klal Yisrael looked and they saw Piteva, it couldn't happen. Those who wanted to leave, those who ended up leaving, were not Nisya'ish Min HaGaula when they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything. But let's read the Rav's words because they are half of a fella. This was the difference between the two groups. That even though everyone was on the Memteh Shari Tumah, everyone was at the depths of oblivion in the world of Tumah. But the person who is not entrenched in Yiyush HaGomer, giving up hope entirely, Ushlila Toemuna Legamri, the Rav said before, Yush and Bitachon are opposites. The one who is not Nishka in Yush, which means lacking Emuna, Adayin Bar Geula Haya. That person is someone who is, there's still some hope. They could be redeemed. The Chai Chai Yikra, he's still alive. Yesh Tikva Lach Risoy. There's still hope for this person. V'uzocha Lotzis V'mitrayim. He was zaycha to leave Mitzrayim. Amnam zeh shoyo kol kach shakua b'yush. But the one who was so stuck in Yush, at shetikva v'emuna hifsiku ligamri milifoyim b'kirboy. Until the hope and the emuna stopped beating in his heart. Hu loy zocha lotzis v'mitrayim. If he doesn't have that bitachin, if he is totally in the world of Yiyush, he doesn't leave Mitzrayim. It's true. His cheshbon, according to human eyes and human seichel, was 100,000,000% correct. Amnam haloizeh kol adam basher nishmasoi chelek alikamimal. But a person who has a neshama that's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kosher hu elav yisbarach, and even though he's in this physical world, he's still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is his job? Avodasoi lehagbir nishmasoi hamamina v'hayedes es ha'emes agufo ha'shofo v'akoretz mechaymer. My heart, my ruchnias, my emuna inside of me is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I haven't given up hope entirely. But my eyes, my seichel, my guf, it's an impossibility. It's a limited world. There's only so much that could happen. The job of a person is that his neshama should overcome what his guf tells him. Ulisgaber ha'idei koyach nishmosei al kol kushei ha'chayim. Life is full of challenges. How does one overcome those challenges? Is when his neshama is able to be goyver. Saraisav in his yainaisav. His saras, his nishyainais, his trials. Liyais tamid b'chol matzev v'chol zman mitzapeh u'mikavel Yeshua. The person wants to be able to weather the challenges of life. There's only one eitzah. Because in the challenges of life, many, many times, it looks like there's no way out. There's no way al pi derech hateva. We don't have to give examples. Every person knows this. But his job is that his neshama, which should tell him, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam that is not restricted to this world's limitations. And he could do anything. V'chol matzev u'v'chol zman. And if you don't have this in Ishken Mensch, you're not a person. He said before the Rav, the chai chai, the live person has emunah and bitachayim. The person who sees no way out and is miyayish, that person is lav adam hu, the lav bar geulahu. That person can't be from the Mekabli Atayra. And he just likes to. Those people who have this machala, have this yiyush, with no hope, they're going in darkness, and you have no hope. Everything is dark. They don't have the light of their neshama leading them. When did they die? Nakas choshech. Nida keneged nida. The choshech of Yiyush, that's the problem. The nida keneged nida is they died in makas choshech. The Yisoid, the Rav is saying, is that when we look at the world, we see things with limits. But a person has to try to use their imagination, and even after their imagination finishes, there's still the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Marid the Meshech Chachma says on the Pasuk Oisef Fela, Parshas Bishalach, quotes the Pasuk that says, Ki Meitzeitzcha Meret Mitzrayim, Arenu Nifloyis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking about the Gula Asidah, says, like I took you out of Mitzrayim, Arenu Nifloyis, I'll show you things that are wondrous, a pella. Says the Meshech Chachma, B'Shem Mezeder, Rav Chananya Zichrono Livracha, what's a pella? Pella, something, a wonder. Well, what does it mean? So Meshech Chachma, Zeder gave a mashal. A pella is something that is beyond your imagination. For example, he says when the telegraph was invented, it was a pella. Why? Because I could sit here and I could communicate with someone somewhere far away. Till then, he sent a letter. There was no instant communication. A telegram, there was a instant communication. When the telephone was invented, he says, the chachma in the telephone is a lot greater than the telegraph. But it wasn't a pella anymore. Because the concept of communication forever distance existed. It's not a Pella anymore. It's a greater Chachma, but it's not a Pella. A Pella is introducing something no one ever imagined. What happened by Kriyas Yamsuf? We say every day, Oisei Fella. What happened in Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf was a Pella. There was something new introduced to the world that no one ever imagined before. So one might say to themselves, okay, the Gula Asid is going to come, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do unbelievable Nisim, greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's not a Pella, because we've already seen things that are miraculous. We saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like the telephone to the telegraph. Says the Pasuk, no. Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflois. You think you have any little bit of imagination just because you saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's going to be when the Gula Asid is going to come? Arenu niflois. It's way past anything you could imagine. It's going to be a Pella. And that's the job of a person, to think and try to use his imagination. But even beyond that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisei Plois. And when a person believes that, and as a person's able to develop that bitachon, there's no more Yush. Yush is very minimal. Yush is only in this world. It reminds me of the verse of Rabbi Yankov Galinsky. Rabbi Yankov Galinsky says, Parshas Vayigash, Ani Yosef, the famous Medrash, Oilanu Miyayim Adin, Oilanu Miyayim Ateichecha. So Rabbi Yankov Galinsky says, what was the Musar? Everyone asked the Kasha, but what was the Musar, the Teichecha, that Yosef gave his brothers? So we all know the brothers stood in front of Yosef, the Shvatim, the Heimla Yikiru, they didn't recognize him. Pella, says Rabbi Yankov Galinsky. What do you mean they didn't recognize him? Here they came down looking for their brother. They're looking for him. This was their matara. They've been thinking about it. He's standing right in front of you. How do you not recognize him? So he had a beard. Or he had a beard. Balamaisa. How do you not recognize him? Says Rabbi Yankov Galinsky. Because in their mind, it was an impossibility that Yosef ever became the king. Yosef was sold down as an eved. He was sold as an eved. What did they imagine? Maybe he's not an eved anymore. Maybe he owns a store in the market. Maybe he's a free person. But the king is an impossibility. If you can't imagine it, it could be staring you in the face. And you'll never see it. But they said to themselves, that was a lack of emunah. The Rebbeinu Shalom can't make it that we sold our brother down and he's the king of Mitzrayim. Oilanu miyayim adin. As if we were magbil, we gave boundaries, we limited what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do beyond our imagination. That was the chisaron. And that's what the Rav is saying here. That a person has to make sure they have bitachon. Bitachon, which is not yush, the opposite of yush. But what is that bitachon? In every matzav, in every tzara, in every nisayon, a person has to always say, there's a way out. There's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam who could do anything. We now turn back to the Tiroit and the original letter. The Rav says that this midah bitachayin, as we said from the Gra in the beginning, was a tznai ikari liyatias Mitzrayim. We have to be makabel the Torah. Bitachin is necessary. So you could have two out of the three components, skos atzma and skos avos, but if you don't have the main one that we came down to Mitzrayim for, we came down to purify us for Kabbalah Satayra, which needs bitachon. They don't go out of Mitzrayim. And where was this? Mitzrayim was the place asher kochach mosim boni alateva. This is the place where the nisayon in this aspect was the greatest. In a place where everything is built on teva, on the astrology, on the chartumim. And HaKadosh Baruch already told Avraham Avinu, Chei miat tugnida shalach, leave chokhmah sateva, nature, this world with its boundaries, that's not for Klal Yisrael. We're l'mayla from that. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for the Goyim. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, whose defining midah is not to live in the world of Teva, to live in a world of Amunah, to live in a world of Bitachon. They sat in Mitzrayim for 210 years, a nation built on Teva, until Achihigia Eis HaGeula. At this point, the final test came. At this point, living in the place which was the opposite of everything we stood for. See, where did it seep into? And whom did it make a roshan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested them, that last test. Are you able to believe in a geula that is soiser kol darchei hamachshava v'mahalech hateva? Are you able to do it? And that is next, and the only way to do that is through bitachon. So those rishoyim, as Rashi called them, they had already been so entrenched in the Mitzrayim culture of teva. When the Nisayim came, leave, look around. It's impossible. We can't leave. But Tzadikim, they still had the Midah Bitachon. Heim Sha'avru es Nisayim HaGolus v'Mitzrayim. They went through this Golus and they remained Be'ikr Kol HaIkarim. This Midah of Memunah Bitachon, it may have been a small tiny flame because they also said Chadal Mimenu. But it was still there. That ikr of Emunah, the tachlis of the entire Golus of Mitzrayim, they still had. And therefore, they were zeicha to leave Mitzrayim and to be mekabel es HaTorah. V'ulimud otzom v'nara b'shvileinu, says the Rav. This is an awesome and unbelievable lesson for us. Because we are also in Golus for 2,000 years. And it's the same Siba. We also have a lack of Bitachon. And in this Golus as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. It's not going to be enough to be a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. It's not going to be enough to have Zchus Avos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see who's left to me is Chazek B'midas HaBitachon. V'ho'u ha'ish she'yizka l'gula ha'shleima. It's going to be those people who are going to be zeicha to the gula shleima. And he says, if you think about it, he wrote this in Tavshin Chavav, and we've heard how the Rav has talked about the culture we live in, and I think exponentially every year it gets greater and greater. V'gamanu nitanim koheis b'seichamim. We're also living, even though he's writing it from Bnei Brak, amongst the nations, hanim shochim mechol ma'odam achar chokmas ativyos. Everything is nature. Everything is teva. Uvozeboichel inoisonu min hashemayim. Hashem is testing us. Who is going to remain b'emuna shleima? Who is going to understand that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, the Creator, the Mashkiach, v'noisen lanu parnasa, u'mani kol ha'olam, v'hu nisayon noira v'ayon. This is an awesome and unbelievable nisayon. Mi yachol lahoid al atzmai. Is there anyone who could testify about himself, sheshalim hu b'midazu, that he has perfected this midah, and he is not nimshach, drawn to the machshava, to the way of life of the goyim, hakoichi v'oitzim yadi nix, nun yud kuf ayin samach, he wrote, koichi v'oitzim yadi nix, those who say we do it ourselves. Who's the one who's able to engross themselves in Torah? In any situation, who's the one that could be mekayim kol amitzus ketikunam, even if it costs a lot of money? Zehu limud naira bishvileinu. V'achocham eina bereishai. That's the lesson for us. Yiyush is the opposite of bitachon. Yiyush is the world that we live in, that there's limitations, there's nishoynes. Bitachon means using our imagination, and even beyond that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol. And if we have that midah, there's tikva, there's always hope. we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Nisayan of our generation, the generation, says the Rav, before the Gula Shleima. As the Rav always used to say, the last 6 months in Mitzrayim, things got easy, because that's the time that we were actually being boichen, who's going to stay and who's not. And he used to say the same thing is happening. We also, the end of this Gullus in America and the entire world at this time is much easier than it was in certain ways. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being boichen. It's not only Torah, it's not only mitzvahs, it's that bitachon. Are we really able to think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be goyel us? If we're able to be mechazik in this midah, if we're able to take these lessons, it's kedai to chazer over these letters, over and over, it should give a person chizuk. For us, Talmidim of the Rav Zichrono Livracha, these are things we heard. These are things that he tried to ingrain in us. And here they are spelled out that this is our job in life. It'll be an unbelievable ili for his neshama. But I want to be end off the tomb, nekudos, I think, that also would be unbelievable if we come out with a chizuk this evening. The Gemara involved in Siyah Pehei, so the story of Chaviva said, b'shem another of Chaviva, there was a fellow who, well, Yohanavi used to come to him, and he took him up to look at all the different tzaddikim in Gan Eden, and he told him, Rav Chiya, you can't look at. Now look at Rav Chiya. Meshachachman Pasha's book of Kai said, and says, why? Can't look at Rav Chiya. The Gemara says he looked, he couldn't hold himself back, and he became blind. So the next day, the Gemara says, he went to Rav Chiya's kever, and he started saying over the embraces, the Torah for Rav Chiya, v'itzi, and he was healed. So what's going on here? He got blinded from seeing him. He goes, says, Taira, he is healed. What's the chat? So the Mashoz Miram is to this, but the Ben Yoyada says it explicitly. And he says as follows. He says, we all know, the Gemara tells us, when you say over something, the Var Halacha, in the name of a Tzaddik, the name of a Tana, the name of someone who's no longer in this world, Sifsois of Daivos Bakever. His lips are moving in the kever. And Rashi says, Yeshloi Menucha Bekach. There's some inyan of the person who said the Torah, who's not in this world anymore, but if you say things in his name and his lips are moving, he has some type of menucha, some type of rest. Ben Yoyada says, Mibnei Shenirishu Chai. And I was always under the assumption that once a person goes, a tzaddik, he doesn't have what to do with this world, that's called chai. But somehow, the Ben Yoyada is saying that when there's still some life in this world through his lips moving, there's a mila to that. Chazal tell us, someone who's blind is choshev kemes. Sumas choshev kemes. So this Ahu Gavra, as the Gemara called him, who became blind, he had it in like a mace in certain halachas. So he needed a Tchias HaMeisim. How do you get a Tchias HaMeisim? So he goes to Rav Chiya's kever, and he's Mechai HaMeisim Rav Chiya by saying Torah for Rav Chiya, says the Ben Yoyada. He's Mechai HaMeisim him because he's alive now in this world. His lips are moving. Says the Ben Yoyada something unbelievable. He says, this Ahu Gavra said to Rav Chiya, I did something to make you alive in this world. Bidinhu shegamato tispala losis lichayim berfuasi. You have to daven for me. If I made you alive, you're mechuyev to go mida kenegan mida and make me alive that I should no longer be blind. The itzi betainazu. With that tiny he was healed. Maradikazach. You say over Dvar Mashem Tzadik, you're Mechai Amazim. Bedinhu! The Rav was so getray to the Talmudim. The letters, you see this one after the next. How dedicated he was to us, to his Talmudim. We've heard, and he told me, Kemat never said Kedusha B'tzibur. He was always at the end, he was always making a long Shemoneh Esrei, he told me. Why? Mostly at the end, he said. He was davening for his Talmudim. The Chayev, he was always so worried about his Talmidim, davening for his Talmidim. If we're able to take his Divrei Torah, the mechazik ourselves, say over his words, mitzvahs, if tais of davis bakever, we have a right to be teveya. The dinu, avada, the Rav is looking out for us. But we have a tviya. The dinu lispalel. How many yeshuas are necessary in Klal Yisrael amongst the talmidim? We don't even need tchias hameisim. Some people will need tchias hameisim, but even not a tchias hameisim. Yeshuas that people need by learning the Rav's Torah. Not only is it an eloi for his neshama, but we are doing him a chesed of being mechayim meisim, says the Ben Yoyada. And with that we have a tviya. The din hu shegam atot ispalel aleinu. We're able to say to the Rav, look the Taiva he has done for us, and the Taiva now that we're doing, Ahu Gavra is doing a Taiva for Rav Chia, and he's able to mon Yishadavin for us. And the last Nekuda, the Gemara Bava Kama tells us, the Gemara Bava Masih as well, one of the Amoraim said that when I'm going to die, Rabbeisha is going to come and greet me. Because I took a Mishnah and I said it was going according to Rabbeisha's Braisa. Because through Torah, the Shamais are connected to each other. Through Torah, there's some type of shleimus that comes from neshama to neshama. In this world, there's bodies that separate us. We all know the Rav's had a whole drasha on ichud neshamas from the time of Devaira, numerous places, the Chazanish, and there's a shtickle in the Megillah about it. Our neshamas are connected through Torah, but the guf is mafsik. But Katshivna, the Amira said, when I'm going to go up to Shamayim, there's no guf, there's just neshamas. Rabbeishi is going to come to greet me because we're connected to each other. I learned this Torah. I was Mitarat Mishnah according to him. When you learn the Torah of anyone, the Torah of a tzaddik, the Torah of the Rav, we're connecting ourselves, connecting to the Rav with our neshamas. Right now, there's a long hefsik, there's a separation, but our neshamas are connected. So if we think about these limudim, I think which capsulize a lot of what the Rav has taught us in the world of bitachin. Not only is it an ili for his neshama, and we can mourn alecha l'yispala, we ask that he should daven for Yeshuas, bring Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael and the Yeshua of the Gula Shleima. And we're connected with the Rav, a dveikus of the neshamas. With that taka, we should be zeicha that all of us should be from those shaloi nisyashu miagula. Use our imagination. We should be zeicha kemei tzeischa meretz mitzrayim harenu niflois.